Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here with Cyclone Fanatic, telling you about one of my favorite companies that I've worked with, and I hire them all the time. Country Landscapes, they're located up in Ames, but they have offices in Eastern Iowa as well, over in North Liberty, got one up in Clear Lake. I've hired Country Landscapes to do all the landscaping in my front yard, but I've also hired them to come over and give me advice on planting trees in my front and backyard, stuff I don't really know about. But boy, the folks at Country Landscapes are experts in this field. They also have a skilled stonemason division that creates outdoor living and cooking spaces. That's something I need to look into. Check them out. Country Landscapes. You want that dream fire pit in your backyard? That's an idea for this spring. Country Landscapes, supporting our March Madness coverage of the Cyclones here on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network.
When you're Iowa's dealer for life, you do things different. And as your dealer for life, we've driven together for over 45 years.
Carl Chevrolet, we're proud of where we're from.
We created a premium car buying experience easy for anyone. We serve more Iowans than ever with more locations and more brands. So together, let's drive from your first car to your last car, making memories along the way. We'll always be your dealer for life.
Frank, when you think fairway, you think fresh. Is that the winning culture you've tried to create?
Penelope Pineapple, what an unbelievable produce performance. How does your team stay so fresh?
Sunkissed Orange, is it true fairway has offered the freshest produce in town since 1938?
What can we say? Our produce is so fresh, we're speechless.
The Cyclone Fanatic Podcast is fueled by Cody Road and recorded in the Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Studio.
What's up, everybody? No, the game is not over. Watching a lot of you in our comments section. No, I wanted to be able to give thoughts. Iowa State's up by 17 now, with just over 3 minutes to go. So we're not jinxing anything, because we know the game's not over. We acknowledge the game is not over.
37 is on the clock, and Iowa State leads by 17. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to watch the end of this game together. I'll give you my thoughts on everything I've seen tonight, make sure Iowa State closes it out. And then I want to run straight to the locker room after this game so that I can talk with the players and do all that stuff. So we are listen, that's pretty good performance tonight by Iowa State, right? Coming off of that game, you know, the biggest thing, this still isn't like this offensive masterpiece by Iowa State by any means. You know, as we're doing this, Iowa State is 1 of 13 from the field, or from 3-point range, that is. So, like, it's not like this beautiful thing. But listen, where do we look with every Iowa State game? What's the first stat we look at with this team? We look at turnovers, and then we look at how many points did you score off of them. And Iowa State is back in that sense tonight, with forcing 20. They forced 15 in Manhattan the other couple days ago. But the points off turnover statistic is 23-9. Completely flipped from what you saw in Manhattan. Iowa State only turned it over 6 times tonight thus far. And that's a very, very important stat for this basketball team. Curtis Jones was flying into the lane. Cyclones are still up by 17 with 3:05 to play as I'm doing this.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. ArmorAll, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
So, listen. Here's the deal. We've talked a lot about, like, what would a run in
Kansas City do for this team? Would it be a good thing? We've debated it all, whatever. I know that they didn't want to go into the NCAA tournament on a losing streak, and makes a ton of sense. And this is going to assure that you're not going to do that. So it's Baylor or Cincinnati coming up tomorrow night. Man, be a tough one with Baylor. Baylor's playing really freaking good basketball right now. The, you know, a little bit of a deal because you're competing for Omaha with them, and that could, a couple people have told me that could be a little bit weird if Baylor beats Iowa State twice. They probably bump them in that sense, but I still think Iowa State can get to Omaha as a three seed. Be interesting to see, you know, where Iowa State kind of goes from here. But let's look more at this game particularly. You know, Momčilović is still 0-5. What is he now? 4 of his last 31 from 3. So that didn't come around the way Iowa State necessarily wanted, but he did get active. He was 0-3 in the first half, comes out and scores 6 quick points in the second. So that was good. Hopefully that builds into tomorrow, because I truly think Iowa State can't reach its full potential unless Momčilović is stretching that floor and hitting threes and doing things. I think it's now 72-53, 2 minutes to play. So you can start to breathe a little bit easier. Kansas State has hit a three. 72-56. The rotation tonight was a little bit different. And a lot of that goes to the Damarian Watson concussion. We knew yesterday it was kind of a day-to-day type thing. He's been in concussion protocol, so he clearly didn't get cleared. And at this point, you have to wonder, I think, if you see him at all down here in Kansas City, and then you just get him ready, right? Get him ready for the NCAA tournament. But with that, it opened up, and I'm going to write about this a little bit tonight. Crowd favorite, Omaha Blue, one of the first guys off the bench tonight for Iowa State. He was fine. At this point, he has 2 points and a rebound. I just think it's really a testament to Omaha as a guy. And also, you know, this program culturally that he hasn't played since January 24th. And to come out there, you know, with that positive attitude to bust his ass the way that he did. Like, we told you guys all along, like, this is not a situation where, like, there's bad feelings and stuff like that. It was never like that. And I thought that's a cool story. And McDonald's All-American doesn't play all season and then comes in to play, you know, really not fun stuff, what they're asking him to do. But he did it. He did exactly what they asked. And that's a cool story, right? It's a cool story. So, listen, this was a good team win. Robert Jones maybe had the best offensive game of his life. He was 6 of 7 at the free throw line, 6 of 8 from the floor. He was fantastic. And then the rest of the guys, it was like everybody was just solid, right? King was really good, 14 points, 8 rebounds. Lipsy was really good, 11, 5, and 4. Just a good, solid, solid showing that I think Iowa State can definitely build on the rest of this week here in Kansas City. And then you hope to take that to the NCAA. So that's going to be it. This thing is wrapping up, and I'm going to get to the locker room. Love all the coverage from there. Iowa State's going to win this. It's 74-56. We'll see what it ends up at. But we appreciate it, all of our great sponsors. Keen, I want to thank Central States Roofing, Fairway Meat and Grocery, Country Landscapes, and our friends, the presenting sponsor, Carl Auto. We'll be back. I'll do something on the podcast network tomorrow. And we'll have pregame tomorrow night. I believe 8:30 is the tip tomorrow night, so it'll be around 8 o'clock. We'll do that. And check out everything we're doing. We'll have a lot of post game coverage for you guys coming up here in the next couple of hours. Aiden Wyatt producing. My name's Chris Williams. We'll be back tomorrow.